the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We find ourselves together at the start of another Lent, another journey through the wilderness, another telling of the story of Jesus Christ. Looking back on past Lents, looking at this one, I have come to realize something. I look forward to this season. Now, I'm not claiming I have some masochistic streak in me. I will genuinely miss the things I am forgoing this Lent. And I know there will be days when the extra disciplines of prayer and study I have added to an already busy life and schedule will become burdensome. It's not so much what I do during Lent that I appreciate, but instead what it offers me. The chance to focus on and contemplate the story of Jesus Christ on the journey of our Lord and Savior. There is something sobering about this season. There is something clarifying about it. It calls us to focus our hearts, minds, and souls on what Jesus endures for us, on what Jesus willingly gives for us. It allows us to turn our eyes towards the cross, to gaze upon it, and to ask, what was given for me? What was sacrificed for me? When we look upon the cross, we can see the life of Jesus, a man who was tempted in the same ways we are, had the devil test his endurance, his pride, his ego, yet he did not sin. We see a life that was completely defined by God's love, bringing hope and healing to those who suffer, bringing peace and pardon to those in distress, bringing justice to an unjust world. On the cross, we see a life that upset many. How many people scoffed at Jesus? How many people condemned Jesus? When he sat down with sinners and broke bread with them, when he preached that the downtrodden and lowly will inherit the earth, how many conspired against him? When we look at the cross, we see a life of love, service, and self-sacrifice for others. When we look at the cross, we see also what that life of love was willing to sacrifice, was willing to give. It was willing to sacrifice everything. It was willing to give everything. When we look on the cross, we see a life given, a body broken. I suppose the power I find in Lent is the fact that it allows me to see all of this, the life and body of Jesus Christ, that it was given freely and willingly for me and for you. Despite my sins, despite my failings, despite my shortcomings, Jesus gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself for you. I suppose the power of Lent is that the journey does not end at the cross. The story does not end at death. Lent points us to the cross, and the cross in turn points us to the altar. When we look at the altar, we see a life given, a life that has been raised up out of the power of death and reigns eternal in God's glory, a life which we are called to live in. That same hope and healing, that same peace and pardon, the same love of God that Jesus lived, we are called to not only receive it, but to live it out, to share with others as it has been given to us. When we look upon the altar, we see the body that has been broken. A body broken, not so that it suffers, but so that we can all become a part of it, to be living members of the living body of Jesus Christ. Here we find that body nourishing our souls and giving us the strength to follow where Jesus leads. I suppose the power of Lent is how sobering it is, how clarifying it is. It allows us to look upon the cross. It allows us to approach the altar and to begin to understand the miraculous gift that was given, the miraculous gifts that continue to be offered to us. Despite our sins, despite our failings, despite our shortcomings, Jesus dies to sin so that we can live in grace. Jesus' body is broken so that we can be made one body. This Lent, I invite you to look at the cross, to approach the altar, and to ask, what has Jesus given for me? I think in the clear light of this season, you will find that God has given you a son, so that you can have new life. Amen.